Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Well, taking a breath now, and we focus on the environment with Being Green, and it's a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Yeah, how's it going? It seems to be very lively, and there are lots of cobwebs floating around the studio being blasted by that music. Yeah, oh, very jolly, isn't it? Well, a big meeting yesterday, various local government energy stakeholders attending, and they gathered to thrash out where we stand on energy. Members of SALGA, the local government association, were attending a summit in Sandton. Things on the energy front are changing, have changed, and local governments have to catch up. Not easy for governments to do that. We need thinking out of the box, said one delegate, and another immediately quipped, the box is broken. Dr. Willie de Beer, independent energy consultant, agrees. So, throw away the box, go for really imaginative solutions. But town councils generally are not noted for their imagination. Ex-mayor of Johannesburg and president of SALGA, Parks Tau, has a forward-looking message for municipalities, although he balked a bit at the thought of municipalities losing control of electricity distribution. Well, municipalities make money and revenue through selling electricity. He was reacting to Gauteng Infrastructure MEC Jacob Mamabolo announcing that the province would push ahead with the rollout of a rooftop solar program, which would take provincial government buildings off the grid. Mamabolo said the project could involve an investment of 5 billion rands and could result in 500 megawatts of renewable capacity being installed across provincial schools, clinics and office buildings. The Gauteng government also aimed to ensure that the solar PV panels, which are going to be deployed on these roofs, were manufactured in the province. So, local manufacture. However, Tau said that Gauteng's plan would amount to an encroachment on local government's constitutional mandate to distribute electricity, and that SALGA was considering approaching the courts to seek a declaratory order on the right of municipalities to distribute electricity. Oh dear, there go the court cases again. But I think that events will overtake our litigious-prone politicians. The technology is available, so why shouldn't enterprising people get going? Take the sellback principle, for instance. If you can generate more electricity than you need, and that's quite easy to do in sunny South Africa or windy Western Province, then why shouldn't you be able to sell it back up the line? Onto the grid. To benefit yourself and, incidentally, to reduce our carbon footprint. But there are regulations. Oh, yes. This looks like bureaucratic nonsense and one department trying to undermine the control of another. So perhaps reason will prevail now that state capture concerns are receding. Finally, something I didn't really want to think about, but I had to. Do you know when you flick the switch, you're also adding to water consumption? Yep, generating electricity usually means water comes into it along the line for cooling or using in boilers, that sort of thing. And it's rather sobering to see how much water is used worldwide for generating electricity, about 52 billion cubic meters of water per year. A lot of it is recycled, of course, but still, it's a lot of water. According to a very comprehensive study done by scientists in the journal Environmental Research Letters, published in 2014, fossil fuels like coal and gas use a lot of water. I think that we know. Biofuels are very water-heavy when you consider that you have to include the water used in cultivating the crops. Sugarcane or rapeseed, for instance. And nuclear? Pretty good while it's operating, but a lot of water is consumed in uranium mining. South Africa doesn't do too well in the survey. Lots of coal-fired generation here means high water demand, and the uranium mining, which we do. I'm glad to say that renewables, wind and solar, are the least water-consuming. In fact, just about zero, except there is water used in manufacturing and building them. Take a look at the very detailed study, Water Consumption of Energy Production, an international comparison. If you've got time to peruse it, it's really sobering and interesting. You can find it on www.iopscience.iop.org. That's IOP, iopscience.iop.org.
Thank you very much there to John Richards, and indeed so wonderful to hear that sanity is prevailing, and in a country that has abundant sun and wind in the Western Cape and also parts of the Eastern Cape, Port Elizabeth, that we focus again on renewable energy. And that was our Being Green this morning.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.